Well, Luke, that closing nine holes must be as satisfying for you as any you've had this year.
Yeah, certainly, especially around a course like Sawgrass. Yeah. It's tricky, but I did feel like I was hitting a lot of solid shots in the last couple of rounds, just throwing in a couple inopportune shots and then not making enough birdies through missing some putts. But got it going on the back nine, hit a lot of good shots, hit it close on 10, 12, two putted 11 for birdie. You know, my birdie putts weren't long, nothing more than, 10 feet. So it wasn't like I was holing bombs, I was just hitting good iron shots, and that was obviously the key.
Yeah, at the end of the round yesterday, you seemed very far behind, but the way you were speaking was all about positivity and that you could make it up. I mean, is that about the positivity in your head that gets you up there?
Well, when I finished yesterday, I think I was only six back now. You know, obviously, when the leaders finished, I was nine back. I didn't give myself an opportunity or a chance to win, but I still, I think there's still a little bit of... there's an opportunity out there. There's a couple guys at 12 right now. I don't think it's going to happen, but I'll certainly stick around and see what happens.
Yeah, and of course the top four finish gets you back to the top of the world rankings as well. I've just seen you spending a lot of time signing autographs for the fans. I mean, being that high up the world rankings makes you such a well-known figure. I mean, you seem to enjoy it, though.
I do enjoy it. I don't certainly don't get as much media attention as Rory or Tiger, and probably deservedly so. Certainly becoming more and more popular, and it's great to go out there and sign some autographs for the fans. I mean, it gets great crowds out here, and golf is really a truly a great game in terms of what we give back, in terms of charity, and what the PGA Tour and European Tour do in terms of that respect. So it's a nice game to be involved with.
You spoke at the start of the week about not playing too many tournaments alongside Rory, and obviously he's not been here for the weekend. Looking ahead to the months, to come, yourself and Rory maybe taking place on weekends a bit more often could be nice.
Well, I think it'll be more, it'll be fun, for both of us coming down the stretch, going head to head, but also for the fans, the last, outside of Augusta where we both didn't play that well, we haven't played in that many tournaments, and we haven't gone that much head-to-head. So, yeah, I'm sure it'd be good for both of us if we got in that position. We'd push each other along.
Well done today. Thanks very much.
Thank you.